The charge Q stored by the capacitors in series is the same. The voltage V across the capacitor is given by the ratio of the charge to the effective capacitance, denoted by V is equal to Q divided by CT. Therefore, the voltage V across the capacitors is given by V is equal to V1 plus V2. Thus, Q divided by CT is equal to Q divided by C1 plus Q divided by C2. By factoring out Q and dividing through by Q, we get 1 divided by CT is equal to 1 divided by C1 plus 1 divided by C2. The reciprocal of the effective capacitance is equal to the sum of the reciprocals of the two individual capacitors. Thus, the effective capacitance for this case is CT is equal to C1 multiplied by C2 divided by C1 plus C2. For any number of capacitors N, the reciprocal of the effective capacitance is equal to the sum of the reciprocal of the individual capacitances in the circuit. That is, 1 divided by CT is equal to 1 divided by C1 plus 1 divided by C2 plus 1 divided by C3 plus 1 divided by CN.